This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A skirmish between Carroll High School coaches and fans and the sheriff's office in Franklin Parish has now resulted in arrest warrants being issued for three football coaches. The coaches are head coach Brandon Landers, assistant Druzon Quillen, and assistant coach Zemetrius Randall. The Franklin Parish sheriff is pressing misdemeanor charges of police battery of a police officer and inciting a riot. The Concordia Parish Sheriff's Office has arrested a Vidalia man for human trafficking. CPSO spokesperson Brandy Spears says that their cybercrime unit began working on the case Monday, and on Wednesday, they located 45-year-old Quentin Smith in Fayette, Mississippi.
He was accused of trafficking underage females, potentially more than one, engaging in sexual activity with unconscious victims, also supplying narcotics to underage victims.
Smith's accused of transporting victims to Concordia Parish in Adams County, Mississippi. Detectives refer to the locations as trap houses where adults would engage in sexual activity with unconscious victims. Spears says Smith's arrest was a joint effort among several law enforcement agencies. He says this is the first time for an arrest for human trafficking, but when it comes to child solicitation,
we have made upwards of 40 arrests for child solicitation. That's been a common thing that we've seen over the last year or so.
The investigation is ongoing, and Spears encourages the public, if they have any information concerning the case or if they suspect such activity, to contact the sheriff's office directly. They can also make an anonymous report by downloading the mobile app.
In that app, you can type anything, or you can also submit video clips, photographs. Those tips can come directly to the sheriff's office, and they are completely anonymous.
Smith is charged with human trafficking, second-degree rape, two counts of cruelty to juveniles, and attempted sexual battery. More charges are expected in the case. Louisiana Tech returns to action tonight. They travel to Miami to face Florida International. Bulldogs are looking to bounce back from a heartbreaking 42-41 overtime loss to Rice on homecoming last week. Tech started strong but didn't lose the lead until there were just 10 minutes left in the game. Head coach Sonny Cumby says his team has grown from the loss.
And I think that our team grew a lot in this game. Unfortunately, the scoreboard didn't reflect that score, but we're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to attack each day and try to find ways to get this football team better and to find ways to individually improve.
Game time is tonight at 7. It's televised on CBS. This is KEDM Public Radio.